Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Whoa! Can you believe that? Get out of here, you horse! Oh my god! That horse just hooved Aaron right in the throat. Aaron, oh my god, are you okay?
Aaron, are you okay?
I'm fine.
Oh, honey, you don't sound fine.
Oh, and Aaron, not casting aspersions, but it looked like you and the horse were making out.
No, the horse didn't have mono. We weren't making out. And then I didn't say, kick me in the throat as a cover horse. I don't want them to know I made out with a horse with mono.
Cover horse? Ooh la la.
Because the horse walked out of here on two legs and was wearing Armani. Gorgeous mane. And it seemed like you two were embracing.
He works downtown.
Doing
in a big building.
Oh, wow. Aaron, that horse gave
The horse came back. The horse came back. Hit
okay,
Aaron again.
That's a little better. That's a little
horse
better.
Hit Aaron again. Aaron.
That's a little better. Okay. Yeah, he works downtown in a big building. Shiny shoes, shiny
What's
hooves.
His name?
Did you just fix horse. Your voice immediately? Did I just instantly fix
yeah,
your voice?
This is good. I cleared my throat and now it's infinitely better. It's like, starting to hurt, but that's okay.
It's like when a donkey kicks a kid and the kid's eyes go cross and then the donkey kicks it again and eyes go back to normal. Remember Looney Tunes?
Was there a lot of Looney Tunes where a donkey was kicking a kid?
The ones I watched.
Idols from a different time.
Yeah.
Back then they were called Merry Melodies. Mel Blanc voiced everyone, and what else?
Well, the important thing is everyone's okay. Nothing is fucked. A horse kicked Aaron in her throat. She is okay.
Fine. Everything's fine.
In my defense, I normally have a voice for these, right?
Yes.
Historically?
Yeah. And we on the Hayward Riddle podcast think it's important to give women a voice.
Do pop, we? Pop.
And
Do
it's something
we?
That we give. And it's something that we give. Yeah. It is not something inherent. It is something I choose to bestow.
Oh, perfect. He's joking.
No, of course, we don't. I don't mean that. Don't come jumping at the comments at old GPC just because he's a feminist for once.
Stop
I'm woke
talking.
Now.
Stop.
I'm woke now. I just
Quick
want everyone to know
you
are that
so
I've,
behind.
I've become woke.
Huh. Well,
I am become woke, lightning. Destroyer of worlds.
Well, today I thought it would be fun in a way for me to talk less.
Wokenheimer.
If you two battled it out in a draft competition. Now, what does that mean? I'm going to give you something to draft, and you're each going to get 5 picks. You're going to go one at a time. And afterwards, I'm going to pick the winner of that draft. Whoever wins the most drafts wins the episode.
They become draft king. Go off.
Yeah, they
draft
become
king.
Draft king, which isn't something already.
And
which
all modern wars already. Are fought on draft kings nowadays.
Exactly.
Aaron, when you said that we were going to battle it out, I thought you meant hand-to-hand combat, and I've been watching a lot of Reacher, and I thought, you know what? I think I have a shot at this, because I think through pure osmosis, I think I've gained like 30 pounds of muscles just from watching Reacher.
Well, you're certainly
be pretty
scarier
good in battle.
Than Adol, so you could probably beat him.
Yeah, I'm a college athlete, but JPC's scary, so...
Adol, do not underestimate scary. Yes, you're taller and stronger, but he's scary.
Reacher's amazing. Every time I watch it, the whole time I'm just like, that guy is so big. I thought, Aaron, when you said a battle, GFC and I were going to battle, I thought you meant battle bots. So I tied a steak knife to my vacuum cleaner for nothing.
Well, not for nothing.
Okay.
You can kill some neighborhood cats.
Yeah, it's faced inward. So when I vacuum, I just constantly keep stabbing myself.
I think that's fun. Someone's like designing like a vacuum cleaner with a knife on it and being like, it's a toy for cats. The cats love it. They go crazy for it.
Can't get enough.
All right. So your first draft. Famous duos. Mm. Okay. They can be fictional. They can be real. They can be whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Famous duos. You know what? I'll flip a coin. And GPC, you're scarier. Why don't you call it?
Okay. What's the spookier side of a coin? The head.
All right. Let's flip.
What, Adel? You think the tails is the tails. Scarier side of the coin?
You don't know what's going to come out of that thing.
Adel, you get to go first.
I get to go first. And Aaron, so I get to draft from any time in history, fictional.
Or real.
Real.
Duo.
Anything. Okay. Oh, boy. The pressure's on. Fictional. Or real.
Wait a second.
Duo.
We have to know these? Oh, this isn't like a list. We.
you just pull from your brain.
Okay. Okay. Pull from my brain, you're saying.
Oh, I have to use my brain. Okay.
Woke up. Let me check my watch here 18 minutes ago. Okay. This is going to be fine, Adel. Don't panic.
I thought about giving you options, but I think that this is harder.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think that's the point, though, is you thinking quick on your feet, Mr. Improvisers. Yeah.
Well, and Adel, I'm not. We're just talking right now. I'm not giving you anything that you can use. You can use it, but I wouldn't. Right. But when Aaron said famous duos, my mind immediately went to Robert Smigel's "The Ambiguously Gay."
Same.
Honest, no, I don't want them. I don't want that. No, I don't want
they
that.
They don't. If you kick the tires, they don't hold up.
Yeah.
But Stephen Colbert, Steve Carell, I mean.
Interesting. How long were they a duo, though? And in what context were they a duo?
Well, first they were a duo on The Daily Show as correspondents. And then later they were Gary and, I want to say.
Is that your Gary formal answer?
No. Ace and Gary?
Ace and Gary. Thank you so much.
Did because I remember watching the classic Daily Show with Colbert.
Keith Olbermann.
Colbert and Carell, but did they team up and do a lot of stuff together? I don't really remember. I thought they mostly did their own pieces.
Every once in a while they would. My favorite of their team ups that they would do on a semi-regular basis was like Even Stevens or something, and it would basically be one of them would yell yes, the other would yell no. They go yes, no, yes, no, yes, and then they debate a topic.
That's right. Yes.
But it's always very funny when they work together.
Would it help if I gave you guys some examples?
No. I don't need it. I truly don't need examples. I was mostly riffing to give Adel like some time and a chance to come
up with.
And
here's what I came up with. Either God and Jesus, famous duo.
That's a famous trio.
No. I don't believe in
the Holy Spirit.
I don't believe in the Holy Spirit. Ghosts aren't real. Lewis and Clark. Pretty famous. They didn't do much. They kind of just walked around land and they're like, yep, this is here.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. They found some land that was already land.
Yeah.
You have 10 seconds or it goes to JPC for the first pick.
Famous duo. I'm going to say.
Wow. I'm going to say
Chip and Dale.
Chip and Dale.
The Rescue Rangers?
No, the strippers. What?
Oh, okay.
The Rescue Rangers.
JPC, you're up.
Thank you so much, Aaron. I was thinking of some duos that I thought that Adel might snake out from under me, but I think I've got to go with this. Had to be my top of my duos list. I'm gonna go.
Oh, fuck!
I'm gonna actually go for a trifecta. I'm gonna wait. We get five. Do we get five?
You get five.
I'm never gonna be able to pick five, but I'm going to take. Shrek and Donkey. I'm gonna take Shrek and Donkey.
Wow, that's a good one. Mm-hmm.
And Aaron, can I change mine to cheese and bread?
That can be your next pick.
Now, Adel, how upset are you that I got Shrek and Donkey?
Here's the thing. I love Shrek and Donkey. Couldn't love them more. But to me, there's some beef there. There's some, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how well they work together.
Okay. This is insane. What a terrible take. They're a best friends, best team.
I feel like Donkey gets on Shrek's nerves, right?
Yeah. Okay. I guess so. But, you know, sometimes that's where the magic makes. You know, they're not just like two of the same people. They're two different people.
Yeah, that's true.
Adel, is your next pick bread and cheese?
Yeah. Aaron, I'm going to lock it in now. Blind. Whatever the next category is.
No, this is...
No,
wait. You get five
duos.
More duos.
We're still on duos.
Oh, we're still on duos. Okay. Next one is bread and cheese, then.
Okay.
Aaron.
You're up.
Mm-hmm. You're going to see a theme here. Uh-huh. I'm going to take Eddie Murphy and Judge Reinhold, the Beverly Hills Cops.
Okay.
So we're completely leaving out Hector Elizondo. We're Hector Elizondo erasure is what we're doing.
I'm going to try to take five Eddie Murphy things, Adel, so why don't you just get off my back?
No, I'm just saying, in your world, Taggart doesn't exist. Okay.
Still some absolutely classic famous duos on the table that have not been mentioned.
Clearly, I have not seen those movies in so long.
They're some of my favorite, even the third one. Clearly, I cannot take Eddie Murphy and Nick Nolte and $40.
Fuck you.
You don't want to do that.
I knew you would take such a specific turn. I knew you guys would do something weird.
He took cheese and bread.
Here's what I'm gonna do. Aaron, this might be a little unorthodox.
Okay.
But hopefully you'll allow it. For all famous right. duos, I'm gonna take Lingo.
Okay, that's funny.
Wow. Aaron.
Will it pay off?
He took it right. He took it right out of me, right out of my hands. I am taking
Lipa.
Lipa.
Jesus Christ.
And that's what Mario does when he grabs the flag, right?
Wow, Mario. I forgot about Mario and what's his duo?
Donkey? No, Yoshi?
Donkey Mario. Man? Mario
what's
and Donkey
brother?
Man?
What's the green guy?
What is your fourth pick, Chief or Adel?
I'm going to go Mario and Luigi.
Oh, finally, a real duo.
Wait.
1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddles, Clue Crew.
Listen to the rest of the episode now by starting your free 7-day trial at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.